Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
So even though we don't have anything, Barbie and I don't, Steve's got us covered, so we're ready to start recording. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie.
And I'm Steve.
And this week, Roger's not going to join us. He was all ready to join us. He was on the calendar to join us. And about a half hour ago, I got a phone call from him saying, I'm in the car with D. I made a big mistake. And I was like, what's your big mistake? And he said, I booked the podcast recording on the evening that of her birthday.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. He knows which way his bread is buttered. And see you guys. I'm not going to be on that podcast today. And as I said, sometimes our group is big, sometimes our group is small. We're just one smaller. And we're still back out on the front porch because I don't think I have little ears around me anymore. So for those of you that are joining us for the first time, this is a discussion from a group of swingers, lifestylers. One of us is fully retired. That would be Barbie. One of us is 1 foot in and 1 foot out. That would be me, Janet. And then there's Steve, who's still pretty active, him and his wife, Elle. So we say that we are sitting on the porch having a discussion about whatever we feel like talking about. And you all are the flies on the wall that get to listen to this discussion. I'm going to get some stuff out of the way real quick. If you want to get in on this discussion and drive the discussion more, send us a note. Go to our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Shove it all together. Spell monogamy correctly. I got to say it correctly. Spell it correctly, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. There you'll find my email. You'll find Roger's email. You will find also the tip jar for Mandingo, who does the producing for this for free. And you have the ability to find any of the other podcasts. So if we mention something about a past podcast, that's the best place to find it is on that website. Go back and listen to some of those. And if you have any comments, you'll be able to comment on those. And if you want to be part of this discussion and you think you have something else to add to it, especially because we're getting really good with some of the stuff, jump in, send us that. Our second season, we've got the rhythm down. We usually start out talking about three things: music, sex news, and then the word. And since Barbie and I have not done our homework at all, I'm going to turn it over to you, Steve, because we can count on you for doing some of that homework.
I don't have a song this week, but I do have a word. And then I'm going to let you two ladies choose the story I have. So the word of the week is Greek glue stick.
Greek glue stick.
Yeah.
So would that be some Grecian chick that has really thick cum juices?
No, Greek. Doesn't that have to do with anal sex?
Greek. Ooh, that's right. Anal sex. Mm-hmm. Let's go into it. So
Yeah.
Make a glue
I'm
stick.
sorry.
Somebody
I don't
wants
like
to
the word
have
glue
anal sex.
with anal
Yeah.
sex.
Like glue with anything. Hit us with what the real meaning is.
Okay,
make us
well,
sarcastic.
yeah, and Greek is usually with anal, but this is not. A Greek glue stick is when you are having sex with a woman and you pull out to give her a facial and you use your cock as a glue stick and you glue her eyes closed with your cum.
Oh my god.
I used to wear contacts. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, but it's not intentional. Elle says it, and it's true. She goes, she has closed her eyes, and her eyes get shut, and they're hard to come open because the glue dries, I guess, or the glue dries shit. It comes dries. So, but
it
yes,
dries
but,
like glue. Oh
yeah.
My God, that's funny. Greek glue stick.
Okay, now
I
have,
I like that word.
Yeah, well, good. I have two choices, and it's either how to keep your swinging secret from your friends, or the seven most common sexual fantasies. And I'll let you ladies choose which one.
Well, I think you need to do both.
Both.
Well, okay.
Both.
Well, let's start with.
And I were like, we want both.
We will start with how to keep your swinging secret. And these are just basically tips. And I thought about this because of what Barbie had said in the past about it. So tips, folks, if you're listening to this and you're new to this, tip number one is take vanilla photos to share with your family and friends.
Your other friends.
Of your lifestyle friends. Of your lifestyle
like
friends.
Their boobies or titties out.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
And we do that. We are camping buddies with the tornado and her husband. So we they've met them through vanilla activities. The tip number two is schedule some vanilla activities. Go to dinner, you know, go camping, whatever it may be. Three, and this is one that Janet has preached to us forever and anybody. You stay close to the truth, the fine line, as close as you can.
How did you meet these people? At a party or a friend of a friend introduced us?
Exactly.
Tip number four is get your story straight. Well, you've been at a party. What party? Oh, well, like Fabio said, the golf tournament for the fraternity.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we have now used. And then number five, know your connection. So we've had family members ask us, well, how do you know this couple? Oh, well, we met them through Janet and Fabio. We met him through Barbie and her husband, however it may be. So those are tips.
But that's also why, like, when the puppy dog doc, told his children that and outed us from the lifestyle, they started figuring out, well, if it's Janet and Fabio, your friends, then it's everybody that you've said that you've met through Janet and Fabio are also players. So it was like the dominoes fell. You know, because how many of your friends, and the thing is, once you're in the lifestyle, you end up having a lot more friends who are in the lifestyle and tell dirty jokes together rather than, and dirty jokes is our code word for have sex. Okay. Cause when you're out in a restaurant, you can't say, oh, I fucked that person, but you can't say we told dirty jokes together. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
but it would be, you can't, you know, you it's a dominoes effect, and you have to, that's why it's what goes on at the lifestyle party stays at the lifestyle party. You can't tell your friends or kids, you know, that are vanilla, but you will have a lot more lifestyle friends. You'll end up with a lot more lifestyle friends than vanilla friends, because it's just, you get used to being able to talk about anything with your lifestyle friends. You know, the vulnerabilities are there and the trust is there, so that they really become your. So for life, Barbie and I are friends, and whether I ever touch her again or her husband again, it doesn't matter. You know, that people who are in the lifestyle, you typically gravitate towards other people who are in the lifestyle.
Yes.
We say this, you guys, I'm laughing because Barbie's husband like walks around in the background with his shirt off, and it's like, I've seen that before.
Oh, that's good.
It's no big deal to me.
No, it's great. I'm glad we're on radio. Let me just add, I'm glad
That's
we're
it.
on.
I on radio. I like the tips. My neighbor took so because the biggest for me when we were having the parties at our home on a regular basis, and we had a really nice neighbor that I liked, but I was not sure if they were in the lifestyle or not. And I didn't want to, out myself at that point. So when you had to explain, they would have us over, we would have them over, we would go out, sit outside and drink a beer with them outside or whatever. So that all of a sudden, when I have all these people coming over, how come I'm not inviting that neighbor? Well,
Oh,
that's when it
yeah.
had to, the party excuse, you had to get the party excuses down, and it became, this is a shower for, either a wedding shower or a baby shower. So that would only work for so long. And then finally Fabio came up with the excuse, well, it's my old fraternity.
Yeah, that's a
So
good
that,
one.
because that way you have a bunch of different age groups, because there were all different age groups that were coming in, and it was my fraternity. I used to be the president of the fraternity, and so this is a fraternity thing. So it's not, you're not part of the fraternity.
So have a
Okay.
good story that you can, because you're right. Yeah. Why wouldn't you
Right.
invite me? I'm your friend. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And so it was really difficult. You had a couple of vanilla friends that you wanted to stay, and you really never wanted to tell them. Now, Bill and Miranda, the funniest story well, one of funny, sad, whatever. Some of their best vanilla friends that lived in the neighborhood that they li had lived in and still live in, that couple they thought were vanilla. And so Bill and Miranda never talked to them about their shenanigans, never ran into that other party, the other couple at a party or anything else. And then the man passed away, and the wife ends up telling them one day out of frustration that she was a swinger, which Bill and Miranda are like, you guys are swingers?
Whoa.
We were swingers. Okay.
Oh,
I
that's
was
great.
like, past, lost loves or whatever. Oh, we could have been fucking around together if you would have
That's
just told
right.
each other.
Right around the corner, man. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right. So,
That's great.
anyway, all right. I digress. That's a good
Okay.
story.
Okay, we're good. Those are good
What's the next
tips.
one?
Those are
Good
good
tips.
tips.
Okay, this one
They are
here
good
is
tips.
the seven most common sexual fantasies, and this psychologist interviewed 5,000 American.
Think you should make us guess.
Okay, I will.
Oh, I think you
Oh,
should
okay.
make
Well,
us
I'm
guess.
going to sort of guess. Okay, I
Okay.
want to have you guess who likes what more. There's seven areas, seven
Wow, okay.
fantasies. Okay, the
Are
first
these
one is,
grouped together, men and women?
so I'm going to ask
Well, because
you. So here's the deal. The first one is multi-partner sex. Do men like it more or do women like it more? This includes
oh.
multi-part. So number one is multi-partner sex. It includes threesomes, orgies, and gangbangs.
I'm gonna guess women.
Me too.
And
I'm
the
gonna say
reason I'm gonna
women.
guess women is because it is a fantasy, but we don't like to talk about it.
Actually, it's
And
me.
it's
Oh, I was
men.
gonna say because I would say men, I mean, some of them are really intimidated by
It's
being around
actually
other
men.
guys.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
actually men. Number two, power, control, and rough sex. This is in falls under the umbrella of bondage, BDSM.
So, women want to be, a lot of it, I think, depends upon the guy's occupation, okay, onto whether or not he's going to want to be manipulated or not, be the aggressor or the sub or the dom. Okay, those are the words for it, right?
Yes.
So, I would think women like to be the sub. Sometimes, but then there's some women I know that really would like to be the dom. So it's a 50-50 on that one. I think it's really
I'm
going to
with
depend
you.
upon the occupation, because some of these guys that are in these high pressure jobs that are under this high pressure, they're in control all the time. They're having to make snap decisions, and it's life or death decisions. Those dudes are the guys that want to be the submissive. They want to be submissive and they want you to tell them what to do. And they want you to be demanding and do this and do that because they've had to do it in control so much. And the women, I think, are the same way. If they're a professional woman that is the boss queen while she's in the workforce, when she's in the bedroom, I think she wants to be the sub. But then that's my guess. I don't know. What do you say, Bobby?
I'm with you. I think the exact same thing. I think that
actually the edge goes to women.
Okay. Ah,
on this
but
one.
But you know, I think there's a lot of role playing involved too.
Yes.
Sometimes. And I do think women love that kind of
thing. Yes. Well, and it's very evident L all of a sudden has started in liking, enjoying getting flogged. Shocked living daylights out of me.
I had no idea. It's not my thing, but I have watched you guys with that electric wand thing, putting that electric, that's not happened to me. There's a little bit too much pain there. I have watched when Chip and Della, when they had their party, and you were at that party that was the one where Marilyn squirted across your massage table. That was that same party.
Yes.
That was also the party that's season one, y'all. So if you want to try and find that back there in the seasons. That was the one where Chip had Della tied up, like hanging by the ceiling rope kind of, and her arms were tied up, and he took out a knife and he ran. It was like a big Bowie knife, and he ran it along the edges of her body. And when he got to the middle inside of her thigh, she just squirted all over.
Oh.
I mean, she was just, it was an amazing thing to watch. I don't know if it's a trust thing. It's not my thing. I couldn't do that, but I've watched women do that and be very excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three. Novelty, adventure, and variety. Basically, this refers to doing something that's new or different, such as having sex in a new position or having sex outside in a new setting.
Oh, that's women.
I'm going to say men.
Well, you're both right. It's 50-50. That one's actually 50-50.
That's me.
There we go.
Okay, number...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a side question real quick.
Okay.
So, what is the most outrageous place that you've ever fucked before?
Well, that has to be on Big Dick Donnie's deck with Miss Shaney.
Oh,
I was afraid she was going to fall off that deck. The Big Dick Donnie's flimsy ass railing. I was afraid she's holding her bent over.
Oh no!
What about you, Barbie?
No, a public swimming pool at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
we snuck in, fucked in the water.
Mine is courtesy of Fabio. This was when we were dating, probably when I knew I was going to end up marrying that guy eventually. It was in the family bathroom of a famous art museum.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Now, there you go. That's when love.
When we walk by a family bathroom, and we'll go, look, it's a family bathroom.
Yeah. I have to tell about L's.
Extra room.
L took off and had to go. She took a walk.
Okay.
We were going to a gangbang, and she had one of her BBC buddies say, hey, I'll meet you there. Okay, well, he says, how about we meet? I'll come to your place. We'll go together. Sure. Guess what? They get in the back seat of the vehicle. The place we went was an hour and a half away. She sucked his cock for an hour and a half. All the way up there. We get there. Party was horrible. We left. We're on the way home. They get in the back seat again. We go to get drinks. She's sucking his cock in the back seat while I'm about to drive up.
Or was it somebody else?
So cool. So then we get down and she goes, I am horny. I want to fuck. So I find... We're 30 minutes from our house. I find a cemetery.
Oh!
I pull in the cemetery. They get out. She strips down, bends over, and says, "Fuck me now." And this, her friend went to town. It looked like she had a puddle. It had been raining for an hour. The puddle she left from squirting. So, cemetery.
Hey, it's like nice it. And quiet. It's yeah, nice yes, and quiet. It is. Yes, you know? It is.
Okay. So sorry. I'll go back to the list. I took you off yep. on a side street.
No, that's
come
okay.
On back.
That was a good one.
Number four. Fantasy number four is taboo activities involves something that you're not supposed to do when it comes to sex. Like, I don't know what.
Yellow, golden showers.
Golden showers, or, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, enema play,
enemas,
maybe. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah, enemas, nipple clips, you know, yeah. Maybe some stuff like that. I think that's a male thing.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Exactly right, by big margin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, number five is passion, romance, and intimacy. These fantasies involve
that's a
meeting.
Woman thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Actually.
Oh.
It's dead even.
Well, who did this list?
Yeah.
We need some sources.
We need source again. Who did this list?
This is in Psychology Today.
Oh,
Justin,
God.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay,
and
okay.
And yeah, Justin Today, he's a psychologist, a PhD.
All right. There
okay. Number six, being in a non-monogamous non-monogamous relationship. Polyamory, cuckolding, open relationships.
I'm going to say 50-50, but...
I would say it's more men than women.
It is more men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would also contend that you're going to be successful in the lifestyle if it is the woman's idea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. There you go.
Oh, no, it 100%.
Be, right. Because yeah. if it's, you know, you either do this or we're getting a divorce and they say that to her, then that's not going to work. If they're in it. So that's kind of why when I'm vetting a couple that we're trying to figure out if we're going to hang out with them for the first time or not and tell dirty jokes with the first time of them or not, we're asking them, how did you get into this? And if they start out by, you know, well, our marriage was on the rocks and he basically said it was this or nothing, then I'm not even going to go to the next date. We're not doing it.
Yes.
You know,
we don't joke around right there. We're not doing any dirty jokes.
Right, no more.
Okay, and the last fantasy is broken into two parts, so I'm going to do it. The first part is 7A is gender bending, meaning cross-dressing, wanting to be the other sex.
Okay. Or wearing a strap-on.
I think that...
or wearing a strap-on,
true,
yes.
True, but strap-on, but... yeah, I think it's a woman. They'll want to put on the strap-on.
I think it's a man. I think it's a man wanting to wear clothes or something.
Yep, women's clothing. Yeah, they say men by a large percentage there. Okay. Gender bending.
Cross-dressing. I mean, it's real silky and nice. So you can't blame them.
You know, and far from the lifestyle, when we would go turkey hunting, we would wear hose because it'd keep ticks and chiggers. I'm going. Oh, that feels sort of nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going, ooh, interesting. Okay. And the last 7B is a homoeroticism.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious, moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit BeyondMonogamyPodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
Huh.
And this is the sexual fantasies among people identifying as heterosexuals, so but they want to have people have sex with the same
I would
gender.
Say guys, men.
I'd say 50-50. 50-50.
Women blew it out of the park.
Oh,
really?
Yes, I was shocked. I mean, by a large margin.
I was going based upon, because when I started this, y'all, I wrote on my profile that I was definitely not into women. I was not going to kiss a woman. Don't ask me to do it. Don't ask me to do your wife. I was the beginning. I know y'all are laughing because this was 25 years ago or 20 years ago, right? And I was like, nope, I'm not touching other women. I love dick. And that was it. And that was my whole thing. And I started this out. And then I changed it to, okay, if I'm in a group situation and I don't know who's, and it was only because you were in situations where I think the first one that really shocked me, the first time I was at, I remember exactly where it was. It was at the party at Tracy's party. Tracy's one of my mentors from a long time ago, and Tracy had a party. There was a lifestyler who was going to be, and this, you have to go back to the first episode. Go back to the episode of Whoops, because that's where I tell you the best Tracy story that I have, which is where I almost fucked the wrong house, got the wrong guy. Okay. That was Tracy. But there was somebody in the lifestyle who was dying of cancer, and she had very little insurance. And so people were having fundraisers, and Tracy had a 3-day party at her house that involved camping out and stuff. It was the first time I met Big Dick Donnie. I was at Tracy's house. I remember I was in on the first floor. There was a 3-story house, and I was on the first floor playing with somebody. And I don't know, remember who it was I was playing with, the guy, but the woman came up behind me. And we'll call her Lou. And Lou came up, and I did not know this. The guy was, I was on my hands and knees, and he was fucking me. And then all of a sudden, I feel this extra girth that's added to the dick that's shoving in my pussy. And I turn and kind of look to see, how did this guy get thicker? Okay, what the hell is going on back there? And I look, and there is Lou just giggling. And she's got her fingers in my pussy with this guy's dick, and she is actively stroking his dick inside of my pussy as it's happening. And it was so cool, so hot. It was awesome. The guy instantly comes. I am thrilled. There is liquid all over the place. And she goes, I love to do that. And then she just walked away. And I was like, I want to be like that. Okay. I want to be that woman.
Oh, absolutely.
20 years later, I'm that woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You blossom.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, when we first met, it was you were bi-selective.
Right.
Yes. So
I was socially bi or bi-selective.
Yes. Yeah. Socially
and
bi.
And now it's just. It's like, I don't care if it's got a dick or balls. If you're going to make me come, I don't care. I used to say I didn't want to be kissed by a woman. And then Lola kissed me one time, and her kiss was like the Spider-Man kiss in Spider-Man, where she comes down from above and kisses him, or he comes down from above and kisses her. I don't know which one it was. She came down that angle and kissed me, and it was one of the best kisses. I still, like, my lips are still burning from Lola's kiss. And I was like, wow. So, you know, forget all that stuff. So yeah, gender bending and this is gone for me. The homo stuff, it's gone.
Well, and that's with Elle. She said that she'd always loved women's bodies, but had never done anything.
Right.
And we were at one of the first parties at your place.
Right.
And she ends up going down on one of the ladies, and she is going down, I bet, for 30 minutes, and the woman is going nuts. She has orgasm after orgasm. She gets done. She comes up, grabs Elle, kisses her full on the mouth, and I think I'm going, oh, my gosh.
All right.
And she goes, how long have you been doing this? Elle says, you're the second woman I've been with. I said, whoa, she good. You know, so.
Right.
So Elle's the same way.
So. Well, it's the barriers. And then I remember when I first met Barbie, she's the one I told her that I was so upset with gay guys because it was like, what a waste. Okay. Hot guys are gay and they're all fucking each other and I don't really want to watch that. And she's like, oh, it's hot. I want to watch it.
Oh, it's hot.
And I was like,
it is hot.
I don't want to see it at a party. I don't want to see it live. I don't want to. And then now I've been in a couple of situations where those guys are fucking each other and it's pretty hot.
Really?
You know, sex is sex.
Yeah.
Sex is sex. Have a good time.
You know what was funny on that note? One of the ladies who is very good friends with Elle, we brought that up about something and being not judgmental, but yet she said, if I see two guys sucking each other's dick at a party, she goes, I'm going to judge you. I'm going, wait a minute. It's okay for you to do that.
Right.
But I'm saying, wow. I was taken aback by that. It's okay for you to do it. But if it's two guys, so I don't know is it just a stigma of it? Of two guys, not, you know, maybe, I don't know what.
And I wonder if it's American versus, you know, European, because I think in Europe, it's a little bit more, open and accepted.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. And this is, there's somebody that eventually I'm going to get him to come on the show, Maurice, who wanted to come on the podcast. And he tells me a story about being in Cap d'Agde, down in Southern France, which is the biggest swingers place. And that was where he had his first man on man experience. And so I want him to come on and explain that to us because I can't explain it, but I'm with you that. Why is it fair? Why is it that guys are all like, oh, it's so hot for girl on girl stuff? But then when you turn around and say it's hot for guy on guy, they look at you like you have suggested them to jump over the moon.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You want my head to spin around.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And what is the stigmatism? Why is it okay for girl on girl, but it's not okay for guy on guy? And I don't know if this is, I wish our listeners out there would chime in on this and give us, you know, any kind of comments on this, because I don't know. Is this something you were taught when you were little? Was it on the playground? It was that guys don't, it's okay for girls to have the girl on girl experience, because y'all, I had my first girl on girl experience was I was in eighth grade. Okay. But that was, you know, sleepover, and that was that girl finding places that really made me happy. And I found places that really made her happy, not realizing exactly what we were doing. But, sure. You know, it was blind leading blind, but yeah. So when I go back on that and I think to myself, why would what I did with Julie a long time ago not, you know, why would I? But I was there. I was in my head. It was something clicked between that time that I actually had that experience and then, you know, being in my early 20s and my 30s and still being like, no, I'm not into women. You know, I don't know if it's society that puts us there or, you know, and I told the story a couple of weeks ago about how a couple of episodes ago about how Fabio and I, when we were that couple, that guy accidentally, when he found out that it was a guy sucking his dick and that it wasn't me or another woman sucking his dick immediately went, you know, lost it all of its joy.
Right.
Why does that happen? And when you ask him about it, he says, I'm not into men, and I can't tell you why did my dick all of a sudden get limp other than I'm not into guys. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that simple. I mean, and isn't this all about just having a good time? And if you're not into guys, you don't judge. You would just simply say, oh, you know what? It's not my thing.
And you're exactly
move
right.
On.
You're exactly right, Barbie. That's, you know, and that's what surprised me when the lady said that we're going to judge you. Not that we don't like it, but they're going to judge somebody. I'm going, wait a minute. If two guys over there want to play with each other, okay, I'm not going to judge them. But we have a couple who refuse to even get together with a couple because the guy is... we'll play with another guy. And I said, what? He goes, we want nothing to do with him. I'm going to, seriously. I said, yeah. I said, okay. And
Like the guy can't turn it on and off, you know?
Yeah,
like
I guess so, because
control it.
This is one of those vanilla outings. We went with some lifestyle friends, you know. Oh, we're going to dinner. And so we're sitting there visiting, and he goes, yeah. He goes, we won't even go. We don't even talk to him anymore. I'm going, why? He goes, well, because he's bi, and I'm not going to play with him, and she doesn't want to play with him.
Oh,
okay,
well,
that's fine, but you can still at least talk to him, I guess. But
I mean, I understand people were afraid of AIDS for a long time.
Sure,
they're afraid
of course.
Of that, but you know, there's also some of that has gone away. So
and there are condoms, you know, guys want. Yeah.
Yes,
this is my time to tell y'all another Big Dick Donnie story.
Oh, yes, always.
So Big Dick Donnie tells a story about how.
Oh, I know this.
They go over to this other. He goes over to this new couple's house. Now, his wife Karen is not with him at the time. Okay, so she's off somewhere, and he goes to visit this guy. Says he wants him to come over, and he wants him to really give it to his wife. Okay, so he comes over, and he says the woman is hot. They're all into it, and he says we are fucking her everywhere. He goes, I am bending her over the chair and fucking her. He goes, I've got her on the floor and I've got her legs up on my shoulders and I'm fucking her. He goes, I'm fucking her up against the wall. He goes, he's blowing her. We're doing the Eiffel Tower stuff together. He goes, we put nipple clamps on her and then I'm fucking her. And he said, I am fucking her in the ass. He is fucking her in the pussy. And he said, so we're really giving it to this woman. And he says, I'm having a great time. And he said, she turns around and says to me, how open-minded are you? And he's like, I'm pretty open-minded. And he goes, and I'm thinking, what other position are they going to come up with? He goes, I look up and I think there's a ceiling fan. I wonder if we could hook her to the ceiling fan and fuck her every time she comes around, if that's what they're talking about. He goes, because I think we have done every position I can think about doing with this woman. He goes, I've been fucking her for 2 hours. And he said, and she's just, there's cum spots everywhere. And he says, well, I'm pretty open-minded. And he says, she says this to him as he's fucking her from behind and she's blowing her husband. And then she says, well, I want to watch you get your dick sucked by my husband. And he said his big dick instantly goes limp as it's inside of her pussy and it just kind of falls out like onto the ground almost, you know, like, okay. And he said, he looks at her and he goes, what did you say? And she said, I want to watch you do it. I want to watch my husband blow you or you blow my husband. And he said, he just takes and hikes up his pants and he grabs his car keys and he starts walking out the door. And he hears her husband turn to the wife and say, I guess he's not so open-minded.
Nope, that was an answer. There's your answer.
Yeah.
2 hours of fucking because of the mere suggestion that I want to see you do my husband.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm out of here. That's all right.
He's like, I'm out. And so it used to be that when I would do the whiteboard for a long time after he told us the story and he would come over to our house for the big party, I would put up there on his thing, not so open minded.
That's right.
Oh my.
That's goodness. Right. Not so open minded.
You know,
not.
We could spend almost the whole time on those Big Dick Donnies. Big Dick.
Well, I know.
Oh, it's crazy.
They'll come out. Just give us a topic, and
yeah,
one of the things will come out over Big Dick Donnie over the time period because he's one of them. He's just not. He's nope. Pussy is it for him. Oh, young pussy, old pussy. He's all in. He doesn't care.
No, he does not care. He does not care.
So, well, Barbie, you don't have one, I'm sure, but Janet, you have any parties coming up?
Yes, probably this weekend. It'll be the group of six or eight people that we kind of like to meet. We haven't had one in a couple months. The last time we had one was the guy that put it in and didn't move it around. I'm sure hoping that he's not at this store, this party.
And the if soaker. He
is, I'm going to do my damnedest to avoid the soaker. That's what I'll do is the word. I'll try to avoid that. Either that or I'll try to get better at communicating with him. Because, I mean, he was good for afterwards. Like, he did finger me and make me come that way. So, you know, there were some things that were redeeming about him. I just need to get better at communicating and say, hey, I don't know what you were doing back then, but that's not really my thing. And, yeah, you know, I need to be able to, rather than just write somebody off completely, I need to get better at communicating, especially if he's going to be invited to these parties on a regular basis. Because I don't, the parties are so small that it's really difficult to avoid someone else without it becoming very obvious that you don't want to do them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's very true.
Well, and then I would go into my, okay, all sex is good sex. So if it means he's got to stop and soak for a minute to catch his breath or whatever, who am I? You know?
Yeah, but it wasn't a minute. It was like minutes. Like frozen in time.
Come on.
And then you're going, what is happening?
Could we call that narcolepsy sex?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That could be an Olympic event. How long can you soak
in a pussy? Yeah. There we go.
without throbbing. That's so mean. That's the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's endurance content.
Yeah, no joke.
Right. God. So any more events for the sexual Olympics?
No.
You haven't thought of any?
I saw one earlier this week, and I forgot to write it down or bookmark it on my computer. So
I still like, I think an event, jacking off two guys at the same time if you can make them both come at the same time. The closer you are in getting them both to squirt,
so
then you could win a medal.
That, but you also do it like it's a figure skating event. So it's like, okay, the general thing is you got to make both guys, you got to jerk both guys off, but you're going to get points for style and you're going to get points ingenuity of whatever that you do.
A little twist on there that you're
yeah. Gonna, and then, yeah.
How did you keep it moist? How did you keep it? How smooth was it?
Right.
Oh yeah.
If you can get, especially if you get people, normal guys that don't are not vocal, if you make them vocal, you can't get that guy to scream, but if you get that guy to scream, it's like, whoa, that's kind of good.
That's a bonus.
You know, that's cowboy, because I gotta tell you that as much as vocal as Tornado is, her partner Cowboy, that's a shy man. And you know, if you can get just a big sigh out of him, or just a couple of really good grunts, or if you get a scream out of him, you win. You get extra points on that.
Yeah. There you go. I like it.
I like that event. I like the synchronized coming. That's what that is.
Yes. Synchronized coming.
The event of synchronized coming.
Oh, I just thought, go ahead.
What do you say, Steve?
Who can last the longest on a motor bunny or simian?
It all depends on how fast they are too.
Yes,
because turn those things up and like I'm kicking it off, like it's like it's almost like the rodeo event of the bull riding. Okay, it's the simian riding.
I think that's an event. I think you're on to something right there.
Right. Yeah. And you take it at different levels of degrees of difficulty.
Yeah. Can she make it 8 seconds?
Yeah.
Wow.
You have the amateurs and then you have the pro level. The pro, you have the rookies and the veterans and then the experts.
That's a pair. Olympic.
Well, I was going to say, so, okay, we have synchronized coming, but for the woman making the two guys, but we also have a synchronized coming for the guy going between the two or three women that are set up, because that is Kyle's fantasy, is to have three women on the bed and go from one to the other back over, and to try and do it like it's a musical event where you get them to come.
I don't know if that's even something you could do without an electronic support.
I think it all depends on how, if they're ambidextrous. So if there's right. one woman in the middle that is, his lips are on, and then there's one woman to the left that his left hand is in, right? And one woman to the right that his right hand is in. I think a very talented man could make all three women come at the same time.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I want to see it.
Well, you know, it's two different sensations. You have the two on the two outside women. That's being manipulated.
You have to be coordinated,
fingers.
Man. You're going to have to be practiced. Like, yeah, they will have to practice for the event. Okay.
You know, yeah. So, are you hitting their G spot? Are you rubbing their clit with your fingers?
Because exactly.
The other guy in the middle,
doesn't matter. How do you make them come?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know, but to go along with that, SFD, another event. Got a clue what SFD is?
D.
Yeah. It's a women's event. Squirting for distance.
Yeah. Oh,
squirting
yeah.
for distance. We
remembered that one. We did that.
Did we do that one? Okay, I couldn't remember.
We mentioned that one.
We mentioned that one because that was...
That's like track and field, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember now.
I've seen artwork hit with that. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
we get the Brazilian. But I'm just saying, I mean, that... it's a more difficult event, but I think there's guys out there that would train for this and could do it. You know,
it's
Olympics, you guys, right? You know,
yeah.
And there are women that could train with the two dicks.
But that's why you would have to specify, okay, clit only, all three orgasms at the same time. I'm just going.
See, I don't think I even
want to
say.
But that would take some training.
Right. I think it has to be that you have to allow the G-spot one, just because if that's the quickest way to make a woman come. And so
you have an unfair advantage if he's using his mouth on the front.
You have to use your mouth on the little woman. And so you have to time it. So what you're doing to the woman in the middle and your hands are doing, all of a sudden you get your hands to be intense when you feel the woman that your mouth is on and she's getting ready to come. That's when you use your hands more. I could do it, but it's going to take me about a year of practice to do it.
Yeah. Training. We're going to have our own Olympic camp.
Training camp.
Yeah. Yes. We got to go. We got to work out. We got to practice. We got to get coaches. We can be coaches.
Okay.
We can
We've taken
coaches.
This episode as far as we can take it. For all of you people who have lasted, all you flies on the wall who've lasted till the end, if you can think of another sexual event you'd like to send one in to us, we'll be taking all of your suggestions. And will this ever come to fruition or not? Who cares? It's great just thinking about it. And I want to thank you for lasting through this episode, and I really hope that you in the future will join us on the porch, and we'll come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.